This is the Taylor Report at the CIUT 89.5 FM. And Phil, we have this development in the case of Mumia Jamal.
This is a major development. Mumia Abu Jamal, as our listeners know, has been in prison for 37 years. His trial was is widely regarded as having been defective, and I'm just being restrained in saying that. And now for the first time, he has won a significant challenge. A new generation judge has looked at the trial and looked at the appeal process and said that his due process rights were violated because one of the appeal judges that turned him down, which closed the door forever, was also one of the prosecutors, and that this had the appearance of bias, which, no kidding.
Exactly.
Now, if things are allowed to go forward, his appeal could start very quickly, and there's a chance that he could be freed from prison. He's a very sick man. He's 64 years old. He's been in jail for 37 years. There's a fly in the ointment, and it's very unfortunate. It's a man named Larry Krasner. He's the district attorney and the prosecutor of Philadelphia, and he was like the second coming. A potential fly in the ointment. The fly has not landed. The fly is buzzing around, but all of a sudden, you know, there's an old thing that a lot of liberals, you know, when they're faced with militant people from the African American community, begin to get squeamish, right? And he has been, the police are hysterical, by the way. Mumia is accused of and convicted of having killed a policeman. He says he didn't. Krasner has the capacity to tie up this ruling in knots with all kinds of legal appeals, would prevent it from being heard for many, many years. And, you know, he basically playing out the string,
drag it out
until Mumia dies in custody. Krasner is supposed to be a friend of the left. He's supposed to be a friend of the black community. He's supposed to be a friend of all of those who have been victims of injustice. And he was elected on that basis.
Not fair to you to say this, but I don't know if he has a position on this case.
Well, he does.
Has he spoken on it before?
Well, his office has fought against his judgment. They actually went to court and defended the judge.
Saying there was no conflict
of interest and stuff like that. And, of course, so his office lost, right? Now, some people would say, well, he's just a district attorney doing his job. It's his job to defend and stuff like that. But he promised that he would be different.
Now faced with a decision himself.
Right.
He has not made it, and we'd like him to do something.
That's right. And so the people supporting Mumia would like you to write to him. He's the Philadelphia district attorney, Larry Krasner, K-R-A-S-N-E-R. And you can email him at da_central@phila.gov. And you can write to him at, you can tweet him at Phila, D-A-O, right? And we want people to tell Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, don't appeal, allow Mumia Abu Jamal's appeal to be heard. Now, you can learn more on, there's a number of websites that support Mumia Abu Jamal. I'm not recommending one above the other. There's freemumia.com. There's mobilization4mumia.com and bringmumiahome.com. Those are some of the websites. But we're asking people to get on this case because Krasner is going to have to make a decision as to whether or not he's going to allow the appeal to go forward or not.
Yeah. And this is an international case, by the way.
Yes.
All over the world, people know him because, you know, he was a prison broadcaster. He's got one of the great voices. He's also very insightful and incisive in his reasoning. He's a terrific personality and he's appreciated his comments all over the years. You know, the KPFA once did a thing where they read War and Peace, and they gave different passages to be read by different. And Jamal, Mumia Jamal, read one of the half chapters for that broadcast.
We played it on the Taylor Report.
It's the only part of the War and Peace that we have shared with our listeners. We do recommend that they read the book, but the one that we recommended, and it was great because he has a very dramatic voice, a powerful voice. And so you've got to become a powerful voice for Mumia Jamal.